Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Need by Carrie Jones, performed by Julia Whalen. To Doug Jones and Emily Chicchiotte and William Rice, yes, you, William, for doing everything you could to help me succeed. I need you all. Phobophobia. Fear of phobias. Everybody has fears, right? I'm into that. I collect fears like other people collect stamps, which makes me sound like more of a freak than I actually am, but I'm into it. The fears thing. Phobias. There are all the typical common phobias. Lots of people are afraid of heights and elevators and spiders. Those are boring. I'm a fan of the good phobias. Stuff like nelophobia, the fear of glass. Or arachibuter phobia, the fear that you will have peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. I do not have the fear of peanut butter, of course, but how cool is it that it's named? It's a lot easier to understand things once you name them. It's the unknown that mostly freaks me out. I don't know the name of that fear, but I know I've got it. The fear of the unknown. Memophobia. Fear of memories. Planes stink because you're stuck staring out at the sky and that makes you think about things. Things you might not want to think about, I mean. Memophobia is a real fear. I did not make it up, I swear. You can be afraid of your memories. There's no easy off button for your brain. It would be really, really nice if there were. So I crush my fingers into my eyelids, trying to make myself stop remembering things. I focus on the present, the now. That's what talk show people always tell you to do, live for today. I wrapped a white thread around my finger when my dad died. I keep it there to remind me that I once felt stuff, once had a dad, a life. It's twisted so the knot is against my pinky. I move it around just as the guy next to me crosses his legs and bumps my thigh with his monster big shoe.
Sorry, he says.
It's okay. My fingers decide to put away all my Amnesty International urgent action papers, which plead with me to write more letters on behalf of tortured monks, missing students.
No offense, but you okay? You look a little like a zombie.
I manage to turn my head and look at him. He has a beefy nose, jowls, a corporate white man look. My mouth moves.
What?
He smiles. Coffee breath leaks out of his mouth.
This whole flight you've been on autopilot, writing those letters, saving the world, but you're like a zombie.
Something inside of me tweaks. My dad just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?